We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So we're now sponsored by Ball across the entire DNVR network, as in Ball Arena, where the Nuggets play, as in the aerospace technology company, also as in the world's largest aluminum can and packaging manufacturer. And they manufacture a lot of those cans right here in Colorado, in Golden, Colorado, to be exact. And Ball hit us up. They're looking to add line capacity to their plant here in Golden, Colorado. They're looking to hire production technicians. So if that sounds like you, hit them up, because like I said, they're adding line capacity to their 400 person plant here in town in Golden, Colorado, because the demand for sustainable aluminum beverage cans is greater than ever. If you're interested in working at Ball, hit them up. Go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or you can simply text Golden to 77222. Ball makes 8, 12, and 16 ounce can sizes for all kinds of liquids. They make cans in over 30 different sizes at facilities across the world. The Golden plant makes regular 8 ounce, 12 ounce, and 24 ounce growler size cans, Alumitec bottles, several different can lint sizes as well. So again, go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, or you can simply text Golden to 77222 for more info.
Woo!
Hey-o! Woo!
Let's go. My goodness. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Winner's Lounge.
It feels good to be back.
It feels so good to be back. We got ourselves a Munder on hand. My first time winning the Munder bet. I was 0 for 2. I did what I knew they were going to. They gave up like 130. I knew that was a bad one, but I had to do it.
And this one was an epic Munder.
This one was an epic
Munder. This was an epic Munder.
This was an all-time Munder, man. I had to sweat it all the way to the very end. We're presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, floating right over Harrison Wynn's head there. Use promo code DNVR. And when you do, you can follow Superstar Dev. Even when he's wrong, he's right.
Or even when I'm right, I'm right.
The man doesn't miss often.
He was wrong. I seen people in the chat.
That's the game you thought that Julius Randle was going to have?
Yeah, I thought he was going to get his stats. Like I said, I said he was going to score. He was going to rebound.
I missed the part where it was all in the fourth quarter in garbage time.
Tom Thibodeau, we listened to the pregame show, and he's like, I like that guy, Dev. I'm going to throw Julius Randle out there in this 25-point game.
It actually is kind of funny that Tibbs left him out there that long for no reason.
Well, it's a classic Tibbs. I mean, run your guy to the ground during the regular season and then flame out in the
playoffs. They were down 27 or
something? Yeah, but you also can't go into a game and get blown out and then have your guy play bad. You need to give him some type of rhythm going into the next game. Also,
I would have, as a coach, I'd have been like, no, you don't get stats.
I also
today.
Said that the Nuggets were going to win. I also said that Jokic was going to get his points, rebounds, and assists.
You did. Yeah, that was easy.
And there was a Munder that we all caught.
Hey, yeah. You did good.
That was a sweep.
You did good.
That's a sweep.
That's not how you described it in the pregame, but it doesn't matter.
How I described it.
You got all the questions wrong, but you aced the test. I don't know how it happened.
I got all the
anti-Stan Van Gundy.
I don't see what's happening here.
I got Harrison Wynn with us today.
We got to talk about how epic of a Munder it was, too, because it was almost not.
I mean, again, it was almost not because there was 18 minutes of garbage time in this game. I mean, look, the Nuggets, the story of the night, there's so many different stories, but I'm going to start with this one. The Nuggets were so disappointing in Orlando. So disappointing. And you want to know, like, oftentimes you can tell the makeup of a team, the character of a team, by how they respond to their worst moments. And tonight, I felt like everybody on the roster came out with the focus, the energy, the defense that was required for a 1 p.m. Eastern time game to get it done. And that we're going to get to all the specifics about it, but that to me really showed a lot of sort of backbone from
Nuggets. For sure. And you saw it early on the first quarter. Denver came out, played great defense, and we'll get to Zeke, we'll get to Davon Reed, but I mean, the guy who set the tone was Nikola Jokic. And you knew he would, because every time he's had to bounce back from something, he has. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. But 32 points, 14 and 19 shooting. He missed one shot from two-point range tonight. 11 rebounds, 5 assists. This was an utter dismantling of the Knicks. Jokic destroyed the Knicks tonight. And it was easy, and it was pretty effortless. It was just, you know, he walked out there and put 32 on him. It was a classic Jokic game.
Thank you.
And it was the bounce back and the tone setting performance that Denver needed.
Yeah, Mitchell Robinson is not going to talk about it at all, but I mean, Jokic destroyed him.
It was like, destruction,
man. It was straight up. And
No. What did he say last game?
He said he didn't think it was that hard to defend.
It's not that hard to guard him.
Jokic.
It's not that hard to guard him.
Then the guy comes out and goes 32 points on 14 of 19 shooting. Like, ultra efficient. Doing whatever it is he wanted. And, you know, most guys go into Madison Square Garden, and I think that there's a little bit of hangover. This was an early game. There was no reason for them to go out and go crazy or anything like that. I mean, they could do that tonight if they wanted to. But this was a business trip. This was a business trip for the Nuggets where they get back into a bounce-back spot. They get their guys going. The ball is popping, and everyone is involved. I think that was, you know, one of the biggest storylines of the game was they played great defense. The second unit did what they had to. And Nuggets, and Jokic destroyed. So, I mean, I don't know what could be bad about that. It was a complete game.
How do you think Mitchell Robinson grades his defense on Jokic tonight?
Great.
He probably gave himself like a B+.
I
could have been a little better, but I was good.
Christian Wood has the best one. I think it would have been a little easier for me to guard him if I was a bigger part of the offensive game plan.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite one. That's my favorite.
You're back early.
Yeah, we heard from Michael Malone, who...
I'm guessing he was pretty chipper.
Yeah, he was just thrilled, guys. And, you know, they won this game. Going to go back to the Miami and Orlando games. Differing results, but maybe sort of a similar process in which the first half, they really did all the things the Nuggets want to do. They circle to do when they come out to play a game, not so much in the second half. We've talked a lot about them doing things right, then getting away from what works for them. For Malone, it wasn't just that they won this game today. They won it doing more or less, with the exception of rebounding, all of the things they really want to see the team doing.
Right.
So it wasn't just a good win. It was a good process win.
The rebounding wasn't great.
Yeah. No.
For entire 48 minutes.
No, but they protected the rim much better. They guarded, you know, the defense stayed connected for four quarters, and those are things that Malone, you know, loves to see. It was a big Davon.
Yeah.
It was a big Davon Reed presser. Malone told him before the game.
Malone's gonna love this
game,
dude so much,
dude. Just wait. Oh, just wait.
This guy's been playing 30 minutes in January.
I told him before the game, you're not coming up to be a cheerleader, man. I'm going to play you.
That sounds right.
And he said that Reed did an excellent job. He said it looks like he's been with us for a long time. I'm going to piece together a bunch of different answers to two or three different Reed questions, but these are the highlights. Quote, I was a big fan of Davon's right away, and I told him, you're an NBA player. He's hungry. He's motivated. He's done everything we've asked him to do. And so I'm going to paraphrase now, but trying to follow the quote, which I don't have verbatim. That's why when we looked at a list of who we wanted to call up, for me, it was Davon over everybody.
Yeah.
So we really, I mean, we joked about it on the last show. Lance, maybe more of a Hooper, fits that front office MO. Reed, confirmed, a Malone guy through and through.
There's no question he's a Malone guy. I mean, it was a great debut.
It really was.
It really was. Like, when we talk about players like Davon, oftentimes when a player comes in, maybe you're grading them on like the flashy things they do. And by the way, he had a little bit of that today. I mean, he went 3 of 4. You know, he had 4 assists. Banked in a three.
That really got him going.
That really did. But it really was just, he was solid. He made a lot of solid plays, defensive plays, and then moving the ball, just being a guy that can fit in a ball is popping style. And
well, his first 2 assists were to Zeke Nnaji
on
three-pointers. The first one, just making the right play, making the extra pass around the perimeter to Zeke in the corner. And the second one was off a really nice drive and dish to Zeke in the corner.
Yep.
Just the smart play, the right basketball play.
No question about it.
When you look at a guy like Davon Reed, or just any guy that's coming up from the G League, the first idea is, do they belong? Do they look like they're able to handle the speed of the game, the physicality, you know, meshing with the team? He answered all of those things. He looked as if he was an NBA player and he was not, you know, spied on or brought out in that type of capacity. And also, it just looked like things were going his way.
Yep.
When you bank in a shot like that, then you're part of the offense where you pick up four assists and just do all of the small things. You understand what is, like, expected of you, and that's what separated him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else, Vogt?
I just like that comment. There's pretty ironic how poorly that summer league went, but three guys who played on it are absolutely balling right now.
It's so true.
Yeah.
We were so focused on Bones and Marcus and stuff, and it's like, hey, man.
So I liked this little note. The entire locker room was happy for Zeke Nagy. The entire locker room was happy for Devon Reed. Even guys whose minutes he might have took. And that's what I love about our group.
Hey, shouts to Jermichael Green.
Jermichael Green and Blacko.
I mean,
and
Blacko, Jermichael Green. Yeah. There's only two guys it could possibly be.
Jermichael Green got paid, man. Like, this is the thing. Yeah. He got paid, so it's like, hey, what is he worried about?
And then just a couple notes on Jokic. Malone said he personally wants to do a better job of getting him the ball early. I don't think anyone needs me to explain why.
Jokic?
Yeah, because he's Jokic. And good things happen. So best way to set the tone for a game, get the ball to Yoke.
I mean, he had like 11 points in the first quarter.
Yeah. I think Malone is seeing that's working. And then finally, he ended the presser with, we're going to have a stable on the road from now on.
I love that.
Well, I looked up stables in Chicago. This is actually what I was doing in the fourth quarter. Nuggets, make the call. I mean, just make
the
call.
What do we got?
We got
lots of Serbians.
Hawthorne race course, approximately 20 minutes from the United Center.
It's not far.
So convenient.
Yeah, you know, pretty convenient.
Quick Uber.
Hawthorne, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just make the call.
Is that the only one? That sounded like you had a list of
stables. Well, I did. That's the best one. That's probably the most optimal place.
What is the one that has the trotters?
That has trotters.
It has trotters?
It has trotters. Confirmed. Right. Yeah. Sweet. Confirmed trotters.
I can't believe you even found that. That's awesome.
Do you want to know what Nikola Jokic's career numbers at Madison Square Garden are?
Not yet.
Okay.
His career numbers at Madison Square Garden.
Talk to me.
I just went and looked this up. 32 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists today. His last game there, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists. Then he had a 6-point, 10 rebound, 8 assist game. That was in a 37-point win.
That's right. I remember that game.
In 12
I remember
minutes.
That game. Yeah. Yep.
I'm in like 2017-18 now. 21 points, 17 rebounds, 5 assists. 28 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. 40 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. That was his second season. And then his rookie year, 13 points, 6 rebounds in 19 minutes. The guy kills at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, he does.
Malone said that as well. He was asked about Jokic, and the first thing he said was, well, he likes this arena.
Apparently, man.
No hopefully kidding. Not too much, but, you know, it's a place to visit once a year.
Just don't he doesn't like it as much as Zion. You know, you don't want to like it that Zion much.
Does. Don't think he would like it as much if he were playing for Tom Thibodeau either.
Oh, he would hate Thibodeau, man.
I'm all caught up though. All
right.
So it's you guys.
Well, sweet. I want to, guys, we actually have to get to what is our real top story.
Yeah.
Which is the breakout game of Zeke Nagy. I mean, this was an absolutely incredible game.
King of the game?
King of the game.
The DraftKings King of the game.
DraftKings King of the game. He gets a career high 21 points. It was previously, was it 19, I think, was his previous high, which is like really high.
That would have been the Lakers game, right, from last year?
Don't remember. 5 of 9 from the 3-point line, and I think he was like 5 of 6 at one point or something.
Yeah.
8 rebounds, and then this plus 22, that includes garbage time. The Nuggets are the worst garbage time team in the
NBA. Zeke was a plus 33 with 5 minutes or something left.
Yeah,
and then
the game that mattered.
He finished a plus 22.
The Nuggets are so shorthanded now that Zeke, having an absolute heater, has to play garbage time. Like, usually you would bring him out and throw somebody else.
Will Barton had to play garbage time tonight.
I had my hand raised for that one. Didn't get to ask. But
about Will Barton. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But this was a, you know,
King of the
Zeke Nagy has been doing this, you know, making shots, that is, in spot minutes. This was the first time he's played real minutes. I mean, this was a 34-minute night from Zeke Nagy.
Yeah.
And he was consistently good in all of those minutes. I think this seems like a freezing cold take. I think he is done with DNPs. I don't think he gets another DNP CD the rest of the year. I think he's in the rotation.
Yeah,
I feel like he has to be a part of that. Like, I really do think that this was his best game just because of every single thing seemed to be going his way. He's very vocal on the defensive end. He's pushing guys to where they're supposed to be and understands that. He's knocking down the three ball.
I thought it was
like
a diet lemonade. It's a real lemonade. It's got 50 grams of sugar.
The
in
horror.
He's shooting it at a high clip. He's a part of the offense. And also, it just feels like he belongs. Like, it really does. He's getting more comfortable. And, like, even the bad shooting days seem to be behind him. He's not taking contested shots. His spacing is incredible.
Yeah.
And he just seems to have a connection with Jokic where he just finds him. He just knows where he's going to be. He has, like, just a big, like, force of gravity, and he just knocks it down confidently every single time. So I do also – I'm with you on that, that I think that he's jumped, you know, guys that were in front of him just off of the, like, the confidence being, like, extremely high right now.
Malone doesn't give guys, like – like, you really have to earn it, and he doesn't really give you opportunities. It's like the opportunities will pop up. You got to do this or that. So it's taken him a year and a quarter now to get this many opportunities. But yeah. I agree. He's been consistently good in small minutes. And the few times now lately that he's gotten big minutes, he's produced really well. And you said his bad shooting days are behind him. Those are games that don't count.
Yeah.
As an NBA player, he's shooting 47.7% for his career.
Yeah.
And now the sample size is getting big enough. Look, I think you have to shoot. There was a study done by Nylon Calculus. It's like 200 threes is before you could start to see a real pattern for a guy. And I don't think he's there yet at 200.
No.
But he's there enough that you could be like, hey, man, this guy's just a good shooter.
Yeah. There's so many things I like about Zeke. The shooting's obvious. He's shooting it with so much confidence. There's no hesitation.
Yeah.
You know, a guy who's struggled at times, you know, sometimes he'll be a little hesitant to shoot contested threes. There's no hesitation from Zeke right now. So you love that. And then I always come back to just his motor, because it never stops. He goes 100% every single time. I don't think you can say that for some of the other veteran front court players on the Nuggets roster, but Zeke Nnaji's going to bust his ass every single minute that he's out on the court.
Yeah.
And this Nuggets bench unit needs a guy like that. And also just his size continues to stand out. He's way bigger than JaMychal Green. You know, JaMychal Green's like 6'8". Zeke Nnaji's legit 6'11".
Is he?
6'10", 6'11". He's built, and you can tell
that more built
around the rim.
Yeah.
And Denver just has needed, you know, does Denver need a backup center? Like, Zeke Nnaji, just how much bigger he is than those other options in the front court, that jumps off the screen.
Yeah, he was in a game that they won by 14 points, he was a plus 22.
Yep.
Like, when he's on the court, when he's playing big minutes, they're winning. I mean, he plays 33 minutes in this game. So now the question is, like, how does he play when given more minutes? Every single time that we've seen him play a lot of minutes, or every single time we've seen him slotted with the starters, he's played exceptionally well. So, like, what makes you believe that he's not going to be able to do that with more minutes moving forward?
And his... You know, he is a little bit limited in terms of, like, he's not dynamic. He can't do a million different things. But I think that for a player like him, it works to his favor, because he knows where his shots come from. They're going to come from the corners. They're going to come from kickouts above the break.
Yeah.
Maybe offensive rebounds or rolls, you know, off of cuts. But they're not going to come in other spots. And I think that helps lineups. Like, you need to have – usually you need to have two guys at least on the court that are not dynamic, but it's like, okay, we just know. And I think – that makes him a good Jokic player, too. They shared the court tonight a little bit, and to good results. So I think I just think he's in the rotation, and I feel really confident about it. I think he's got a guy that can be a contributor, like a meaningful contributor to a championship.
And he started doing some things today that will definitely catch Michael Malone's eye. Not even just talking about the shooting, but just getting his hands in passing lanes. He had two steals today.
Right.
The rebounding.
Oh, his hands were very active defensively today.
The rebounding. 8 rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. That's the kind of thing that Michael Malone's going to look at the stat sheet when you get past the three-pointers and be like, oh, he's doing other stuff. You know, he's getting deflections. He's really contributing in other areas too. So that stuff is going to keep him in the rotation also.
I think the rebounding is an interesting one, because he did rebound tonight. That's one question I have for him. When I talk about, okay, limited skill set, but he's going to be great at a few things. Rebounding's the one where I don't know if he's great. I don't know if he's good. Like, tonight he was good. He could certainly grab some boards. In college, he grabbed some boards. You talked about the size. He's not a super springy guy. You know, he's not above the rim a lot. He's not catching a ton of lobs. And to rebound, you know, a lot of it is positioning and doing your work early. He does all that. But there's a lot of where it's like 50-50 balls. Him and Mitchell Robinson, who's a really great athlete, really long.
He's
boxing him out. Can he still grab that? Or is it like, hey, Mitch Robinson can just reach over him? That's the one thing I kind of want to wait and see. But he did rebound the ball really well tonight. I think he's in. What would you guess? It's funny. I was sitting there downstairs before the show, and I was like, I think he's in the rotation even if everyone's healthy. And then I thought, everyone that would take minutes from him is healthy.
Yeah. Right. The Michael Porter's not coming back. Mostly.
Yeah. Michael Porter's not coming back. PJ Dozier wasn't taking his minutes. So it's like, I just think it's Jamichael Green.
Yeah. Jamichael Green's the only one. And Malone trusts his veterans. It's tough for a young guy to unseat a guy in Jamichael Green who the Nuggets paid this summer, who played big, big minutes for them in the playoffs last year and had a good year last year. Like, it's tough for Zeke Nnaji to come in and just jump him. But I think he has.
I always go back to what we learned from Tim Conley in the exit interview, that he took a long walk with him and said, hey, you're going to be a big part of this. And everything that happened in the 5 months after that was like, you know, maybe not.
Yeah.
But now you see it. Now you see what Tim Conley saw, which was like, he actually does have an important role to play. And I don't have the numbers in front of me. Maybe during the break I'll look some of these up. But some of the Faku numbers look terrible, but Faku with Zeke Nnaji look good. You know, Bones, you add Bones and Zeke to bench line, non-Jokic lineups, the numbers are actually pretty good. So maybe there is something brewing for Denver that solves their biggest issue, which is their bench. And tonight their bench was actually a huge boost, not an anchor.
It's just about finding the right combinations. If you look back to last year, I think a big reason why Denver thought this bench would work this year, because kind of a similar bench worked last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Paul Millsap and Jamichael Green. Those guys aren't that different from Jeff Green and Jamichael Green. They are, but it's kind of the same thing. You know, PJ Dozier was on that bench unit. Faku. So they had a lot of similar pieces last year that just haven't worked together this year. But there's probably a working five-man lineup there.
I like
it. Then you throw Will Barton in, and you can really get something going.
You can start cooking. Let's hit our break. On the other side, we're going to talk a little bit more about Jokic. We're going to talk about some of the other things that I have on here, including Faku. I got Jeff Green notes. We got some other things to get to. Also, things Jokic owns. Very excited for this segment.
7 to 8 horses, one of those things. At Hassle Cattle Company right now, guys, you can use the code DNVR15. Get 15% off your entire order at Hassle Cattle Company. Christmas coming up. What's better than putting some Hassle Cattle Company Wagyu beef on the dinner table for Christmas Eve?
Nothing.
Nothing better
than
that.
There's nothing better than that.
If you're looking for a unique and unforgettable present, send a family member an order of Hassle Cattle Company. I can guarantee you that will be unique and unforgettable. You can get 15% off your order with the code DNVR15. Pool a couple friends together, get a bunch of people in on an order. Order over $200 in Hassle Cattle Company, you'll receive free shipping. So use the code DNVR15 for 15% off. Best Wagyu beef around. That's at HassleCattleCompany.com. The snooze flip, guys. The snooze flip is the most universal mattress on the planet.
It's great.
You can customize it to fit your sleep experience and fit your needs. One side is soft, one side is firm. You can flip it to the side that fits your body best. The cover is also reversible, with one side up to 5 degrees cooler and then cozy warm on the other side. The zippo cover is also, it's also washable. You can take it off. The snooze flip is a true 4-in-1 mattress. It's the only 4-in-1 mattress with all these features. So don't stress through shopping through all these mattresses online and you don't know what to get. Just go to snoozesleep.com, get the snooze flip. When you use the code DNVR, you're going to get $250 off your mattress and $250 off your adjustable base.
Yeah.
Snoozesleep.com, $250 off your mattress, $250 off your adjustable base with the code DNVR.
Love it. One thing I love, this is like this is a peer into my psychology. I can be withholding.
Yeah.
When people get mad, you don't get the funky music. I love it. I'll tell you, you guys know who is the real king of the game tonight?
Let me guess. The Horseman?
No, not the Horseman. He was great, but
no.
It was the people at the DNVR bar.
Okay.
Was this not a great? I tell people all the time, man, like, coming here for a Nuggets, it's fun anytime. Like, it's fun to watch the games here. But when you get the win, man, the vibes in this place were so great. The place was popping.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what crowd was better, the DNVR bar or MSG.
Especially with every single, like, big shot that was made in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Even though they were up 17, 15 stuff. Every shot seemed as if it was a close game. They're screaming. They're into it. They were involved early. Like, they were lined up before the bar even opened.
Yep.
So, like, they were into this one. And this was a fun one. Like, this was a fun one from start to finish. And then also, it ended on a Monday.
It ended on
you're not getting better.
The bar goes crazy.
We got
from
a
under.
Munder chant going in the bar today.
It's the only bar in the world that like goes crazy for a Munder.
It will forever be the only bar in the world.
Yeah,
forever. That goes crazy for a Munder.
Let's make a list of things that Nikola Jokic owns. We talked about MSG. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Miami Heat too.
He does own the Miami Heat.
And you can even put just Bam Adebayo on there. Can't guard him. Can't guard Jok.
U.S. Olympian Bam Adebayo.
U.S. Olympic gold medalist Bam Adebayo. I'll put the Morris twins on there because.
I got something.
You got something else? What do we got?
Yusef Nurkic in the Portland Trailblazers.
That's true.
The absolutely. He does owns
own Nurk.
Them.
He does own
100%.
Nurk. It's so fun. Nurk got like the first game from him, and that was it.
I like to think Jokic just let him have that one.
Felt so bad.
Yeah. I still like you, Nurk. Some parts about you. Like, let me just get you off to a nice start in Portland. Then I'm just going to absolutely demolish you from there on out.
Mine's is Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert.
That's a good one.
Two-time back-to-back defensive player of the year.
He really does not care about whatever you think. He does not care about you saying he's the defensive player of the year. He doesn't care if you think he's a good defender. Yeah. He owns him in every single way. Like, I know on Wikipedia it probably has Jokic somewhere around there.
His father, probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, what else we got? We have any other things?
The LA Clippers, he just owns.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he does very, own the Clippers.
He absolutely owns those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Zubat's anybody that like, good any, guy, I like him, but
anybody that has a buzz that they want to say is like up to par or up there with them. Like even Mitchell Robinson. Like it's not someone that's
Mitchell
important.
Robinson.
But it's like, yo, come on, we know what I do to you. Christian Wood.
Mitchell Robinson is 100% the guy that if you were like, who's the five toughest centers to guard, he would just name like a bunch of guys that just score one-on-one type. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be like, Valanciunas. Let me say. He'd be like, come on, man.
Cat is like.
Yeah, Towns is always.
He's way above everyone.
Like, the Timberwolves have never beat you. Like, oh, I didn't know that.
DeAndre Jordan, Jokic owns him. Every athletic center, Jokic owns.
Those types, yeah. the Bulls, I don't know about the Bulls. I guess I should say Chicago. He does kind of own Chicago, so I like this one. He
doesn't play them much, though.
I know. He didn't play the Knicks either, but you know what?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, ever. Like, Bulls, there was like a three-year stint that they didn't even get to play each other.
Well, here's what's a little bit
exciting. He does own Towns.
Here's what's a little bit exciting is, one, Denver needs revenge on Chicago.
Yeah.
So this is a revenge game. But also, Jok does play well usually in Chicago. Like, you know, it's a Serbian population. It's going to be a ton of Serbians there. So I'm actually pretty excited for Monday's game just because there's a lot of implications. And by the way, if you get a Knicks-Chicago back, you know, win those games in a row, like, you really get some good momentum. Those would be two quality wins, even though the Knicks have been a little bit struggling lately. So hopefully
when you came into this road trip, a monster seven-game road trip, we thought if you go 500, that'd be great. You know, that'd be a successful road trip.
It weird at all that Aaron Gordon was a complete and total non-factor tonight and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, he was in foul trouble all night. So he didn't get to play a whole lot. He was actually, I think, the only guy. No, also Vladko was a -6. But Aaron Gordon was a -1 in just 25 minutes. Is there anything we should read into that? Or just kind of an off night? Didn't matter. Didn't have it.
We got into foul trouble.
Yeah.
He got into foul trouble, then his night was just cooked.
Monte Morris continues to knock down the mid-range. He only had 9 points, but 4 of 8 shooting. Jeff Green was very solid, I thought, in this game again. The chase down block he had was really nice. Second effort. And also, like, that chase down block kind of ended the game. It was already out of reach, but it's like, hey, we need good stints here. And he, like, he erased what looked like a surefire layup. So it was like, yeah, this game's over, guys. Shut it down.
With Monte Morris, what I look at is I say, did he play 25 minutes? Then I say yes. I'm like, did he get any assists? And then it's yes. Then I'm like, well, did he turn the ball over? No. Right. So, like, that's a really good Monte Morris game where they win the game with him not getting any turnovers in the game. Also, with Jeff Green, I love the fact that his highlight play wasn't on the offensive end of things.
Right.
Like, his highlight play was a turnover that was like, okay, well, I made the turnover. Let me get back and make up for it.
Yeah.
Like, that goes a long way.
He also had a nice dunk, so he did have a good.
Yeah, for sure. But that block, like, that was the big part of the game. The dunk was really cool, like, to even think about, like, the way he even did it. But for him to get back and give some energy on the defensive end, like the defensive end of the court, that just goes a long way to me.
Yeah, for sure. And then lastly, Will Barton. It's funny, man, because I'm listening. Like, Hastings was kind of hard on him in this game. He had 13, 6, and 6. Like, that's a Will Barton game. You know, you would see maybe a little bit more getting to the rim, which is something we haven't seen for like nine games.
He did as a playmaker tonight. Yeah. I had that. He didn't try to finish, but he went there willing to drop it off through contact.
What was weird, though, was he did close this game, and I wonder if there's something going on. Like, look, Malone, I don't think, would play Will Barton just for shits and giggles. Like, I wonder if there was a, hey, why don't you try to get a rhythm? He took a lot of shots.
That's
my hypothesis.
Yeah, and so maybe there was something to that.
You had a couple rough out-of-rhythm games. You're in a nice rhythm now. Let's keep it going.
And by the way, he only played 31 minutes, and I know a lot of people would be like, why not set him down? Like, so he played like 6 minutes in the fourth. So he could have played 25 minutes. Here's the thing. I don't think there's a difference between 25 and 31 minutes. I think there is. You either played or didn't, and you played like 36 or more minutes, or you played 36 or less. But if you give a guy like an extra 5 minutes of rest, it's like, hey, that didn't strain him.
Right.
He was already warmed up. He was already playing. So yeah. I don't think it's a big deal. It just was weird. To me, it was just weird that it makes me think maybe he feels out of sorts with his offense.
They also just didn't really have anybody to throw out there. who was the only two guys
Marcus
who didn't play?
And
Peter Cornelly and Marcus Howard. I guess they could have gone Marcus.
Easily. I really think it goes back to just Will Barton not having a rhythm, finally getting something
it's
going. And
stuff
also,
like that's happened before.
It's like, hey, Will, you've played so good offensively trying to get everyone else involved that we're going to give you a stint where you could take every shot. You know, because we know that makes you happy.
A little treat. A little treat for a while.
Yeah, a little
Tom Thibodeau-esque message.
And I'm sure that the communication was like, hey, do you want to rest or do you want to play? And any competitor is going to say, like, give me the ball. Let me get out there and play.
I like it.
I'm trying to look up. The one guy we didn't really talk about who I thought had a interesting night was just Facu Campazzo, who continues to knock down his shots. Over the last 10 games, he's shooting 44.2% from three on 4.5 attempts a game. That's pretty good. The only guys over the last 10 games with a better percentage are Jokic and Zeke Nagy, who's shooting 65%.
He continues to make
his shots.
Podium game for Zeke. Do you want to talk about it?
You know I do.
We also got. We also heard from Mr. Dependable himself.
I can't believe he gets a podium game immediately.
Yeah, and it is, dude. That is a Malone player made in a lab. But we'll go to Zeke first. He said his attitude hasn't really changed at all, even with all the injuries and opportunities that might come his way. He says he approaches every game the same way. The team knows all we got is all we got. We still feel like we can win with the guys we have. On flexing a little bit and screaming at the bench after hitting a big three. Zeke said, I'm extremely confident in my shooting. I think that confidence comes from knowing how hard I work. That was just raw emotion.
Can I say, though, something? We didn't actually talk about this. That was meaningful to me. Because Zeke, I don't think of as an emotional guy. And, like, he has been on the shelf a little bit. It felt like a breakout game for him. And this is why I said I don't think he gets any DMPs. But it also felt, that emotion felt like that, too. Sort of a declaration.
No, yes. It was a release because something we've said about Zeke when he's struggled is that he presses.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, here's my opportunity. I got to impress the coaching staff. I got to do this. I got to do that. He's just going out there playing to his strengths. And that show of emotion was a total release. Like, I can just relax.
And, you know, Malone referenced that summer league performance again tonight. So after Zeke said that he was confident in his shooting, I followed up and I said, how, if at all, did summer league affect you? You talk about your confidence in your shooting. Was that something that you had to build back up? And he said,
great question.
And he said, no. He laughed. He said, my summer league was pretty bad, but I don't think it affected
that's
me.
That's correct.
He said, I was still extremely confident in my shooting, and that comes from the work I put in. I knew what the circumstances were. And then with a smile, he said, that's history to me. So I hear you, Zeke. I won't ask you again. Good answer.
We
good
never have to talk about summer league.
Yeah, it's time to move on. But I did want to know specifically about the confidence aspect because I think he's a player who you can almost maybe see it on his sleeve.
Oh, totally.
The waning or the, you know, the ebb and flow of his confidence. So good to hear him speak like that. I actually liked hearing him be dismissed. It almost was like, don't ask me about summer league again. And I'm glad because I like that that's where his head's at. It's old news. And now at the NBA level, he looks like he belongs.
Do you feel like he's in the rotation now?
He has to be. I think he has to get minutes every night, even if they're healthy. I'm a big JaMychal Green fan over his career, but about 21, 22 guys, who's earned it?
Right.
Zeke has.
Yep.
And the bench, one way or another, whether he's playing well or not, the bench has looked better with him on the floor for like 2 weeks now. So I'm in on it. And also, how about the 8 rebounds tonight? Something we're still waiting to see him do more at the next level. I was impressed by that as well.
Yeah. Okay. You want to go to? Is that all from Zeke?
That is it. Oh no, no, we got a little more from Zeke.
Let's hear it. We don't hear from Zeke very often, man. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
On MSG, he said, so many big games have played here. It meant the world to me to have a career high on a night like tonight.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then he said, but I'm not one to get complacent with success. And then it's fun. You know, sometimes when you ask the role guys about the X's and O's on the court, almost out of naivete, they'll tell you, like, all of it. They just loved it. You know what I mean? Maybe more than a star who's not a... Zeke sort of just talked about how they knew that the Knicks tend to collapse on defense. They tend to swarm in the paint. A lot of guys come to help. Protecting the paint is very important to them. So he was anticipating open threes tonight. He was ready to find those shots to take them and knock them down.
That's interesting.
Which I thought was cool. But, yeah, it was nice to hear from Zeke. And then Mr. Reed, Dave.
All right, so tell us why. Why is he built in a lab for Michael Malone?
On preparing for this opportunity, my preparation started my whole life. but really, right. Over the summer... Last season, I was in Taiwan, and I loved it, but respectfully, I felt like I didn't belong there.
Yeah.
I liked that honesty, right? I mean, it's, I'm sure
I'm
you
telling
feel
you, though,
way.
The Taiwan League, it's my buddy John Sanders played there for like 8 years. A terrible league, man. Horrible. It's not like, you think like, oh, well, playing overseas well, yeah. is this one catch-all. There's good and bad leagues. The Taiwanese league.
Dave Henry averaged like 35 a game there.
I would have guessed more, to be honest.
Yeah. I think we says I loved it, but I felt like I didn't belong.
Yeah.
I think we all know what he means.
Yeah.
Someone asked him about Malone's comment at one point telling him that he's an NBA player, and he said yes, that was after Summer League. Later said, my first NBA coach got fired 3 games into the season, and then I got hurt.
Who was that? Earl Watson?
Yeah, it was. Yep, Phoenix, Earl Watson, yep.
That's right. It was Phoenix. He was drafted 2017, whatever.
Yeah, he's a product of the Phoenix Suns, developmental program. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, now it sounds, because they have James Jones in place, so they have, like, a good thing going now. But at the time, they were a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
But he waxed poetic about how much it means to have a coach actually be there for him, to reassure him, to reach out to him in that way, that it just gave him that added fuel that he belongs. Respectfully, nobody wants to go to a G League team. I contemplated it, but I waited for my opportunity.
Malone's ideal team is Jokic, Murray, and 13
Torrey Craig.
13 Torrey Craigs.
Davon Reed. Just, PJ Dozier.
Greg Whittington.
On the locker room and the energy in the locker room being embraced, he said, these guys have been great since training camp, since summer league, really. It's just a great feeling to see everybody cheering for you. He had a lot to say about Zeke. He said Zeke was phenomenal player of the game, in my opinion. Someone asked him about building a little chemistry with Zeke, and he said, Zeke is a man of few words, but we've been together since summer league.
He's a man of few words, but a lot of words on the court.
On the court.
Dev was talking about this during the game, and it was noticeable. Zeke's always talking on defense.
Yeah.
Always talking.
It's a good point. And then he was asked about defense, and he just said, yeah, that's something I know I can always bring. It's something you can always control. I try to be a catalyst on defense. Malone then took that quote, distilled it into a powder, and snorted it as hard as he could. On Malone's trust, he says it means the world to him. Now I just want to try to go out and re-earn that trust every night. On getting to go with this team in training camp and summer league, he said, to be honest, I wanted to be playing with this team on opening night, but everything has set me up for the moment. I knew the plays already, and then being in Grand Rapids, no Jokic, obviously, but they do run some of the same sets and some of the same plays. So he felt familiar with the brand of basketball.
Yeah.
And then to have this happen in MSG, Reed's a Jersey guy. So that's a real cool moment for him, and he acknowledged that as well. Finally, just on the Knicks, he said, we had a game plan. They have a lot of guys who like to ISO. We knew which short shots we wanted to force those guys into. The bigger issue for us was the offensive boards. Malone is now sobbing in the back. And he says, so that's something we'll have to clean up going forward. They'll celebrate this today, but it won't last long. And that's it.
I like it, man. A good get right
on
game.
To Chicago.
On to Chicago, man. Which I'm telling you, I'm very excited for Chicago, my side piece team this year. So yeah. I hate to say it, but so it should be a really
fun
one.
Can I be kind of a downer right now, just for a second?
No.
If you insist.
Should be an effing 3-0 start to this road trip, man. That's really good.
We're over it. It's like talking about Zeke Nagy's summer league, you know? It's like it's water under the fridge, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's take our final break here. And on the other side, an update on horses, courtesy of one Maul's Balls. We've also got some super chats to get to. And around this... Oh, there's no games. Ugh. Dang it. I don't know what we'll do.
Around the G League from last night.
I don't know what we'll do. We'll have to figure it out.
Football fans this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm sure we all love an action-packed high-scoring NFL game. With the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once again. Just all you need to do is have a single point scored. Then you'll be a winner. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. It's that simple. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get their skin in the game with new same-game parlays for the NFL and the NBA. We had a couple of those going tonight. Combine multiple bets from the same game for an even bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code DNVR. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code DNVR. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Let me see. How many threes did they hit? Because I get a little bonus on top of that.
Guys, if you come out to a Broncos tailgate this year, you're going to get all you can eat sexy pizza.
Oh, my God.
We have tons of it.
You guys, I'm telling you, if you're on the fence about coming to DNVR events, it's the best, man. I mean, this we do events because we want to get people together. Like, you know, like. We do this online. Everybody has fun. You're in the chat. It's like awesome. You feel the vibes. If you get in person, it's like it's even better, man.
It's awesome. It's
go
awesome.
Back out into the world.
The tailgates have been awesome. We've got sexy pizza there. We've got Breck Brew there, of course. If you don't come to a tailgate, it's okay. We'll forgive you. You can still order sexy pizza. They're right here in Denver. They got a bunch of Denver locations. Cap Hill, South Pearl, Jefferson Park, and Park Hill. You can order online sexy.pizza. Super easy website. Tons of great options, great salads, great sides too. So check out Sexy Pizza. Finally, StravaCraftCoffee.com. Use the code DNVR25 if you're a first-time customer. Get 25% off your first order. If you're a returning customer to StravaCraftCoffee.com, use the code DNVR20. Get 20% off CBD-infused coffee.
You know what's funny is I actually came out positive then on my day's bets because I put the biggest bet on that one. So there you go. Are we through?
We're through.
All right, Kale, pull up the tweet. Pull up the poll here. You guys know we announced this a couple weeks ago. Molly, friend of the show, been on the show a couple times, raised some money to sponsor a horse in honor of our Serbian king, Nikola Jokic, through the Colorado Therapeutic Riding Center. And Nuggets fans raised over $2,500. So now we have to determine which horse to give it to. It's kind of weird. Because you're determining other horses who are not worthy of it. So it's a little... There's actually three sad horses, one good horse.
Wow, thanks, Adam.
It's a little bit of a downer. But there is an opportunity, an open poll here for you to go. I won't lie, I voted just... I didn't see that... When I voted, I didn't realize that there were little dossiers that Molly had put together here because I voted for Handsome. Because I like... You know, they name Handsome. It's a good one.
Yeah.
But you can vote for Bubba, Handsome, Joey, or Sonder, and then you can go and look below. There's a little dossier so you can read up a little bit more on. Having read more, there, I maybe would have gone somewhere other than Handsome, but
yeah,
you know
Handsome is not living up to
I chose,
his name.
Bubba. Also, you don't call horses over, do you? Like, you don't just, like, pat your thighs and say, come here, Handsome. Like, so
I think you do.
Like a dog?
Dev, you're not a horseman, man.
Yeah,
this
you're
is,
the, oh, you,
this
that's
is a little out of your wheelhouse.
Shouts to Dev. Shouts to Dev is becoming a bit of a nature man.
That's what I've been saying,
you
man.
You see the pigeon?
Going out
the
season pigeon.
I took that's the pigeon a great today. Pigeon. I've been having so many birds that are coming to visit me lately.
You know what I honestly love about this, though, Dev, is you really must have, like, noticed this. I don't know. Would you have noticed this before?
Absolutely not.
All of a sudden, here he is.
Absolutely not. And then with horses, it's the guy horse, and then there's the girl horses are ponies, right, or something like that. So I was just like, oh, this is a guy horse. Clearly,
ponies. Do you guys have a favorite horse color?
I'm a gray horse.
No,
guy.
I don't.
Well, there's a couple different types of gray horses.
Yeah,
I don't have all a black. Favorite horse
I like
color.
Palominos are really interesting.
I'm always betting on the gray horses.
I love really Meg the Stallion.
Meg the Stallion?
Yes. You don't know Meg the Stallion?
Dev, you are out of pocket.
Bro.
I want the record to show that was Dev, anyway, not D-line.
I don't see. I don't even. I'm just reading through these horse bios, and I got to say I'm a Sonder guy.
This is what. See, this is what's
put
interesting.
Put Sonder on the wins list.
This tells you, like, the way you vote on this actually is a psychology test. Are you more into a horse's looks?
He's a Norwegian Ford.
Or are you just more into their name? I think most people are probably just into the name.
It got to be the name.
Can you imagine if she would have picked horses and their names were Harrison, Dev, vote?
No, I wouldn't go.
Dev would win by a
Damn
lot.
It.
Superstar Dev.
So annoying.
First of all, that's a great horse name. Yeah.
That does flip.
Now we got to get you a horse.
What did I say we were going to talk about this?
Well, we can't go around the association. We've got
we have super chats.
Around
Let's
the
do
NCAA.
It. That's right. That's where we were going to go. Super chats. Thomas says, third super chat saying Zeke needs minutes. Dude is a peacock on defense.
What
and
does
has
that
a clean
mean?
Shot. Enjoy Serbia. Hell yeah, Thomas.
He's a peacock.
What does that mean?
You know what? I honestly think the peacock is a good nickname for him because of the hair. Like he peacocks, man.
Peacock. It's a bell
I'm
sprout.
I'm telling you. You're like right now his hair is in the non-display. But then it comes out into the display. And he's
I see that you're reaching for this one. All right.
I don't
the
think I'm
peacock.
Reaching. If I were to say if there's one player on the team well,
peacock
who most
probably means something
peacock,
like terrible in Serbian.
No, I wouldn't have an answer.
You would too have an answer.
I don't know. I guess Zeke, man, because he's the first person I've ever heard anyone associate with a
very
peacock.
Manicured, very, very manicured man.
But yes, he Zeke. Does need minutes. I agree with you, Thomas.
I agree with you, too. The peacock. It's going to stick.
Bing bong.
Beth just bing says bong. Bing bong. I love it.
That is the bing bong is like the most played out thing going right now.
You know, what, no, you know what it is? It's been stolen from the Knicks. Now everybody just says it when they beat the Knicks.
It was great when it happened, and now it just incredibly
now Knicks
played
fans
out.
Are like, damn it. All right, what's happening next? Taylor says, can we officially start the campaign for...
Freak
Najee.
First of all,
man,
eight
that's
F and plus.
Man,
on Freak Najee.
Peacock lasted like yeah, 10 seconds.
Write that down. Taylor.
Freak.
Okay.
My God, Taylor, you get cited with credit.
Taylor
Freak Najee is definitely
I'm
to be entered into the 3-point contest. Oh my gosh, Freak Najee.
That's good.
Thank you.
I like
Taylor.
Zeke the Freak. Zeke
I
Freak.
Pay
freak
you
Zeke. Man, that's
that.
Fantastic. I can't wait. Steven says, shout out to the DMVR folks and bar. Back in town from Detroit. Oh, that's right. I met him tonight. And had to check out the bar. Awesome. DMVR squad and immaculate vibes. Every nugget is good. Najee is stud. Yoke is yoke. Forget about Orlando. Already
forget
forgotten.
About it.
Forget about it. Already forgotten.
Hey, forget about it.
It's always fun, man,
it's
when
always
people
this
from
or that, which
I'm telling you, man, I love that our people, DNVR, it's like the Mecca. You've come back to Denver. It's
That's
like,
right.
I got to go to the bar. We've had people come on like a Tuesday. There's not even a Nuggets game. They just come for lunch. And it's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's right. Let's do this.
Yeah, you walk into the DNVR bar, you just feel at home.
Meet it is your home. For, this is your home. This is your home. And it's rent is free. All right, what else we got here, Kale? We have got one last one. It comes from Joseph, and he says, flash of lightning, clap of thunder. The Denver Nuggets got him under. I like it.
Great, great, great haiku. Have we talked about stealing the munder from the jaws of defeat?
Oh, my
just
God.
Rip
it
out.
We did talk about it. It was fantastic, though.
Oh, my God. Dude, the tension in the bar.
How many people? Oh, dude, the bar was going
people
nuts for
were
it.
Up just waiting for one more stop.
Like, here's the thing about the munder tonight. This is why betting on a munder in particular is so fun. Is because even if the game's out of reach, you have a munder opportunity. But I'm telling you, the munder was a lock. It was a lock with like 4 minutes to go in the third. And then it was like
anything but a lock.
It was anything but a lock with like 3 minutes to go. And you're like, God. And then they get it anyway. It was
Dev's
fantastic.
Guy, Derrick Rose, just bricking threes.
Oh, it was
Quentin Grimes bricked that last three.
Oh, man, that's actually a funny one to think. Oh, super chat here. Peacock. Let's go.
Peacock's back. Peacock's back.
You know what? Zeke might be a man of many nicknames. Yeah, many nicknames. Three.
Friend of the show, Threek Peacock.
I will say.
Zeke the Threek.
So ooh, Zeke Najee taking well after Obi Toppin. And I like Obi Toppin, man. I like the guy. I just like the way he runs. He's got like a little road runner to him, you know? Like
he
like,
has a hunchback, dude.
But I'm
Obi
saying
Toppin.
Dude, you don't know, but you know who he reminds me of the way he runs? Leandro Barbosa. Remember how Barbosa like
that's a callback.
He ran at like a 45-degree angle. That's kind of how Obi is.
You can have Obi Toppin. I'm not a fan, but you can have him.
I was actually bringing up to say that Zeke was taken like 20 spots behind him.
Yeah,
and it's looking great. It's also funny, like Bones. You know, we were like whatever. Hooper, offensive only player. Quentin Grimes is our guy. Come on, man. Quentin Grimes looks all right. It could still turn out. I still like him.
Dude,
but
I said this.
He had a nice game tonight.
In the bar off the mic, but. Next time we scout, I'm just going to ask Wint who he thinks the Nuggets are taking, and I'm going to
just find the Hooper.
I'm just going to leave it
just
at
find
that.
The Hooper.
I'm going to leave it at that.
This next draft show is definitely going to be like we're ranking them in terms of Hoopers, so that's going to definitely be who they take. I can't wait. Well, this was fun.
One more super chat.
Oh, we got another man.
The Peacock?
We are definitely going to Serbia. Flo, he says, Faku's three-point shot.
You know what I love about this?
Better.
I don't even think that's true.
It's not.
It's going
not.
In at, it a, is. At an insane
Doesn't matter.
Clip.
Yeah.
But every single Faku 3 looks bad off the hands. Every single one.
Flo is like Dev tonight. He's wrong, but he's right.
That's not how
that's
this
That's
not
exactly what happened.
Clean sweep. That's what I did.
Julius Randle, 17 points in garbage time to make to pull through.
Whatever Doesn't matter how do. He gets there.
I
got there.
I actually don't have to give you guys like a caveat. Like, he's going to just do really good late in the game. I don't know if we don't talk like that.
He either you gets asked it or me he what he'd get, and I said, this is what he get. That's right, Dev. Talk your shit.
That's man. All I'm saying.
These guys don't know.
We get to all enjoy our weekends now.
Dude.
You know? You know what I mean?
Dude,
we get
are
to
you
enjoy
kidding?
Our weekends.
You just wash that taste right what? Out of your mouth.
Orlando's gone. It's forgotten about. Yeah. Now we get to just be happy.
The dude, shout
I'm gonna
out
go
the
see
Knicks.
Santa.
Awesome. Shout out the Knicks. By the way, I'm going to text my Knicks friends right now.
A little parade of lights tonight. Got a little parade of lights.
Did you guys see the game today?
Hey, one I don't want to close the show. We keep getting super chats.
Peacock!
Peacock!
We love you all.
Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas.
All right, Thomas, save your money.
It's going to be more Zeke games. Guys, tell you what. Take Sunday off.
All right, cool.
I guess I will.
Take Sunday off.
Is that cool with you?
You know what? We're going to come back Monday. We're going to be right here at the DNVR bar. We got Chicago. It's going to be great,
can't
man.
Wait, man.
We got the Chicago Bulls, Archers. We got a little revenge to play.
How about a post-show air horn?
Wow, first one of those.
I'm lit.
Everybody be safe. We'll see y'all later.
Let Faku grow.
Right now at Green Mountain Dental Group, guys, if you're a DNVR listener, hit them up for a cleaning, x-ray, and exam. When you schedule one of those, you're going to get a free Sonicare toothbrush. Top-of-the-line electric toothbrush that's going to lead you to cleaner teeth, better health, maybe less dentist visits in the long run. Nobody really likes to go to the dentist. Come on, if you say you do, you're lying to yourself. So hit up Green Mountain Dental Group today. A lot of us at DNVR, we already go there for cleanings, obviously x-rays, get cavities filled, whatever dental work we need done. We go to Green Mountain Dental Group, so check them out. Located 15 minutes from downtown Denver. And again, when you sign up for a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, when you schedule one of those with the good folks over at Green Mountain Dental Group, you're going to get a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's going to last you a really long time. It's the one that a lot of dentists out there recommend, most do. So again, schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with Green Mountain Dental Group. Get a free Sonicare toothbrush today.